Welcome back to Farm Talk, Mick Kerr, down in Mitchell, South Dakota at Dakota Fest, and always visit with SDSU Extension folks here, and from the Watertown Regional Office, David Karkey. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Mick. Yeah, it's always nice to visit with you.
Yeah, thank you. It was a challenging spring for Northeast South Dakota, and I guess the challenges seemed like they didn't quit. What a summer this has been, huh?
Yeah, challenge is widespread, you know, in South Dakota. Actually, northeast part of the state started out better than other part of the state, you know, during the planting season. Although we still have, 25 to 30% prevent acres for corn and beans up northeast part of the state. But that's, I'm saying, is better than other parts of the state. And since then, there are a lot of places, even though people wanted to go with some cover crops or some kind of, you know, cover on the ground, they weren't able to do it because consistent rain and moisture and everything else. And right now, I personally am in the process of getting my oats and spring wheat trials out, but I haven't been able to do it. Out of five locations, I've only been taken out only one so far. So I'm hoping to get it, you know, sometime this week or in the weekend, but that's how I've been. That it's challenging, taking your small grains out, challenging to get your cover crops in, challenging to not having any crops. And there are people, especially here in Mitchell area and south central part of the state, where you have 100% driven acres. So if you're just corn and soybean producer, you don't have anything going on this year at all.
Yeah, but you're kind of representative of the small grain guys. 20% is about where we're at here for spring wheat anyway. So how'd that oats turn out for you this year?
The one that we harvested, I haven't really sat down because small plots, you know, and then the weigh system gives you everything in a plot basis weight. But I haven't really able to sit down and figure out the, you know, per acre basis. But it doesn't really look good. Yeah. In a general statement, that's a general statement. But I'm hoping, and this location that we took out was in the Southeast Farm by Beresford. So I'm hoping some of my northern locations would do a little better than what I have right now.
Yeah. Well, most producers, when you ask them how the crop was, they tell you what the yield monitor told them. You got to look at a scale, and you got to sort seed, and look at what else is in there, and look at the quality of the seed. So it's a lot tougher.
Yes, and when we do a lot of post-harvest, you know, measurements too, you know, such as, you know, if you have any doubt in test weight, we always bring it home and then redo it, and then like protein content in wheat and things like that. There are still a few more measurements we take, you know, after the grain is taken out too.
Yeah. Well, we started talking about the planting season, but there are some guys who are just finishing planting their cover crops. And, boy, cover crops have been both a saving grace and also a major challenge this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are cover crop growers who have been growing cover crops, you know, in the recent times, regardless of the season. But this year, you know, the demand of cover crops even more in South Dakota, just because of, you know, how much, you know, prevent acres out there. And then folks wanted to control their weed and then go with the cover crops. And some folks are lucky enough to do that. Some folks are not, because even they had planned originally, but they couldn't really get out in the field because those prevent acres were still in water. So finally, you know, some of the guys around here in Mitchell area who are really wet, a couple of weeks ago, I've been getting calls about, you know, cover crop species selection type things. So there was 1 week window that, and a lot of acres of cover crops went in on prevent acres around this area. But other guys, folks that's planning to do after small grains, they are kind of stuck because they are small grains, especially spring planted small grain. Oats and spring wheat are still on the ground. So I'm hoping, you know, some of these spring cereals will be harvested this week or, you know, sometime next week, and then cover crops will follow.
Yeah. Weeds. Oh boy, weeds are a four-letter word this year, especially in the prevent plant areas.
Yeah, prevent plant areas, and it's hard to control because, weeds are kind of can get tricky. If you want to do cover crops and you have some plans for grazing or some other, you know, livestock thing, and then the label and label reading and understanding and comprehending what the label is trying to say is a challenge. And then we talked about that throughout the season, and now I've seen, you know, a lot of fields with dead weed, and I'm hoping you know, the whatever herbicide was put in is not affecting what they plan to do next season or this season with winter wheat or cover crops, you know. So that's a very tricky, I wouldn't say tricky, it's a straightforward label thing, but, you know, but it's taking time to sit down and read labels is very important when you're trying to control weed.
Yeah. In the heat of the moment, it's easy to make a mistake, and sometimes even in not the heat of the moment, so.
Right, and then there are some herbicide out there is very, very potent and very, very efficient in killing things, but at the same time could be really, with short-term, you know, residual, but could be very, you know, sometimes even to human health, and to read those labels are, is very important.
Yeah. Well, that's why farmers need guys like you, Dave. We always appreciate the work you do. And David Karkey out of the SDSU Extension Regional Office in Watertown. Thank you so much for the work you do and the visit.
Yeah. Thank you, Mick, for reaching out to me. Yeah, no problem. Maybe we'll visit again. Yeah, thank you very much.
Probably by phone, but it's always good to see you in person. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.